For today's episode, we have not one, but two terrifying cases with a twist.
Mine is about a veteran whose slumber was interrupted by a home invasion he could not explain.
And mine involves a couple whose romantic honeymoon turned into a nightmare they could never escape.
Since we are trying new things, we are leaving it up to you to decide whose story you like better.
Don't forget to follow and leave us a review. Now let's get started because my case is first.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Is it after us? The haunting question echoed through Betty and Barney Hill's minds as they drove through the dark, empty country road. When the couple got home at dawn, they were far from relieved. They felt filthy. Their watches had stopped working, Barney's shoes were all scuffed, and Betty's dress was ripped. 2 hours had passed, but they couldn't remember a thing. To fully understand how the Hills couple ended up like this, I'm going to take you back in time all the way to a dark September night in 1961. In the quiet town of Portsmouth, New Hampshire, lived a hard-working couple named Betty and Barney Hills. 41-year-old Betty spent her days processing child welfare cases, while 39-year-old Barney labored away at the night shift at the local post office, driving 60 miles each day. Despite their demanding jobs, they cherished the little free time they had, dedicating it to their church and advocating for civil rights in their community. After 16 months of marriage, Barney decided that he and his wife Betty deserved a well-earned break. Inside of their red-framed house, Barney looked over at Betty and asked, "Would you like to go on an adventure with me?" Betty eagerly agreed, seeing it as a long-awaited honeymoon that they never had. With little time to spare, they packed up their bags and piled them into their car. As they drove through the scenic countryside, Barney and Betty enjoyed the freedom of the open road, the wind in their hair, and the promise of an adventure together. They laughed and talked, savoring each other's company as they took on the open roads. As the miles passed, they couldn't shake the dark, ominous feeling that overcame them. They had left so fast and unplanned that they hadn't even had time to visit the bank before it closed. And with less than $70 in their pockets, they knew there was little room for any mistakes. Betty and Barney did their best to shrug off their dark thoughts, so they turned up the music and sang their favorite tunes as they drove on. Little did they know, their road trip would soon take on an unexpected turn, leading them down a path they could have never imagined. On September 19, 1961, the third and final day of the trip, the couple sipped coffee in a Vermont diner to prepare for their drive back. You see, a hurricane was approaching, so Barney had planned out a specific route that would get them back home safely as soon as possible. Barney and Betty got into their car, closed the door, and with refreshed eyes began taking on the empty roads again. As the sun began to set, they were on Route 3. Route 3 is surrounded by woods, fresh air, and that amazing piney smell. If you know, you know. But when it's dark outside, the only lights you see are those coming from other cars' headlights. But remember, there was a hurricane that was supposed to be coming in. So Betty and Barney are pretty much the only people on the roads, and the only light coming in is coming from their car. It was because of this darkness that Betty spotted this weird and mysterious flashing light up in the sky. The strange light danced across the sky, captivating their attention and quickening their pulse with each passing mile. At first, it resembled a falling star. It grew brighter with each heartbeat. Barney, a seasoned veteran, reassured Betty, "It's probably nothing, just a satellite or something." But even his voice sounded shaky. The light moved with the car, and wherever Barney and Betty went, the bright light followed them. After miles and miles of trying to shake off whatever that thing was, Betty looked at her husband and said, "If you think that's a satellite or a star, you're being completely ridiculous." Despite their growing fear, they were overcome with a sudden curiosity. They needed to know what was following them. Barney also refused to go on like this, feeling like he was being hunted. He wanted to make sure he could confront whatever was stalking them to make sure that him and his wife were safe. Barney looked for a road stop, put the car in park, grabbed the binoculars he had in the back seat, and decided it was time to get a closer look. He walked 100 meters into the dark woods, put the binoculars up to his face, looked up to the sky, and in the middle of his search, Barney froze. "My God, what is that thing? This can't be real." Fear paralyzed him as the thought of being captured filled his mind. Behind rows of windows, there was about 9 to 11 individuals dressed in all black, staring right back at him. Barney starts running back to the car as fast as he can. He hops inside, he's trying to catch his breath, and he's focusing on driving away. Betty's glancing out the window, watching for any signs of what was following them. For a quick second, the light disappears, and that's when Betty starts to roll up the window. But that's when they start hearing a strange noise coming from inside of their trunk. It sounded like a loud beep, like a weird musical instrument. The noise made their skin feel tingly. Suddenly, there was a bright flash of light, and in a blink, they were driving on the road again. But this time, they're 35 miles down the road, and 2 hours have gone by. To make things worse, they can't remember how they got there. All they have a memory of is being stalked, and then a bright light that lasted in their mind only a second, and they have no explanation to anything else, or at least for right now. As they continue to drive home, they tried making sense of that night, but everything was broken into pieces. In the following year, Betty started suffering from extreme nightmares. Nightmares that gave her a glimpse as to what could have happened to them. Barney's health started to get really bad, manifesting in the form of an ulcer and crippling anxiety. Concerned for their well-being, the couple sought out help from mental health professionals, eventually finding themselves in the care of a Dr. Benjamin Simon, who specialized in hypnosis. Nothing could have prepared them for the memories Dr. Benjamin was about to unlock about what actually happened to them on that horrific night. Over the course of several months, Dr. Benjamin guided Betty and Barney through weekly sessions, diving deep into their subconscious to uncover the truth behind their shared trauma. Through the fog of blocked memories, disturbing details begin to surface. Through hypnosis, Betty and Barney begin to remember that they were forced to pull their car deeper into the woods, park their car, and then all these beings dressed in black took Betty and Barney and started to escort them up this extremely bright ramp. It led them to a giant disc as flat as a pancake. The beings began telling Betty that they meant her no harm and that it'll all be over soon. But Betty doesn't trust them, so she begins to put up a fight, and in this process, she rips her dress. Betty then sees the beings escorting Barney onto the ship as well, but they are forced to be separated. As Betty is waiting anxiously for what is to come, the examiner comes in and starts performing a physical on her. He takes her clothes off and places her body on a cold surgery-like table. The being's interest peaks as they begin to extract samples of her skin and nails and hair with large, weird instruments. As Betty is lying on the surgery table, one of the beings takes a giant needle and tells her he's going to stick it in her belly. Betty is begging him not to. She's screaming, "It's gonna hurt, it's gonna hurt." And the being calmly responds and says, "You'll be fine. You won't feel a thing." He then takes his giant needle and sticks it in her belly. And just like Betty predicted, she was in agonizing pain. This is when the leader goes up to her, puts his fingers over her eyes, tells her everything will be fine. And like magic, the pain is gone. When everything started to calm down, Betty asked the leader, "Why did they put the needle in my belly?" And the leader responded, "It's a pregnancy test," and said nothing else. As Betty's examination drew to a close, the beings rushed excitedly into Barney's room, interested by an unexpected discovery. They were amazed at the fact that his teeth could be removed, clearly struggling to understand details of human biology and aging. Barney, like Betty, was also forced to strip and put on a cold surgery table. The examiner began to study his nervous system, and he began performing all these weird different tests to see what would cause different reactions. And as the different reactions were showing effect, he would take notes of all of the results. Barney is then forced to lay on his belly, and the examiner began pushing down on all of his muscles as he was examining Barney's build before flipping him back on his back. They move to his lower region, and they use a device to extract a semen sample. So clearly, they're after the either reproductive system, or they're trying to figure out something about how we work. I'm not sure, but they're doing a pregnancy test on her. They're taking his semen sample, and they did this weird test where they put something in his rectum and then they removed it, but he reported no pain from it. Yeah. Still in a state of hypnosis, the couple describes the being's appearances. Their skin was gray, they were all hairless, they wore shiny black suits, and they had these giant black eyes that wrapped around their heads and pierced into your soul. And craziest of all, they spoke through mind waves. One of the last things Betty remembers was asking the leader of the beings where the ship was and where it was going. Almost in a laughing matter, the alien responded, "If you don't know where you are, there wouldn't be any point in telling you where I am." After all the tests were performed, the aliens took Betty and Barney back down the ramp, into their car, and they just drove away, almost as if they were under mind control. But they didn't come back into full consciousness until they were 35 miles down the road, and they had no idea how they drove there or what happened. After weeks of debating what they should do, the couple reported their incident to the Air Force, who Barney stated took the information with grace. Barney tried his best to not let the story out of his family's tight circle, but unfortunately, 4 years after the incident in 1965, one of Betty's friends went behind their back and told a journalist all about it. The journalist went on to write about every detail, including some of their hypnosis sessions, and posted it for the Boston newspaper. It became a hit for 5 days in a row. This is when Barney and Betty decided they were going to share their version, their true version, and the couple quickly became famous. Before the Hills, most people thought of aliens as friendly visitors from other worlds. They imagined them living amongst us, just like characters in a science fiction story. However, the Hills story was different. It introduced a new idea, like medical exams and lost time, that forever changed the way people thought about alien encounters. Their story also sparked a lot of conversation. Between the skeptics and the scientists, different explanations were offered. Some people believe that the stress of being a mixed-race couple during a troubled and not accepting time might have played a part in their experience, and they think that our brains can sometimes create false memories, especially when we're under a lot of pressure. Other people believe that this is exactly why their story is true. They argue that as a mixed couple in the early 60s, they had everything to fear and lose if this story came out. They were known as a great part of the community, and they were involved in the civil rights movement and in church, and Barney even had an IQ of 140. But the 60s were not an accepting time for mixed couples. Not to mention, to further prove that they could definitely be telling the truth, the military had a UFO sighting around that same area the night that Betty and Barney claimed their abduction happened. Despite their hypnosis sessions, Betty's dress having a goop on the inside of the dress where the needle would have been injected, the scuff marks on Barney's shoes that matched the marks of being dragged, and all of the other evidence provided, people refused to believe them. So out of curiosity, before we move on, just super quickly, alien abduction or psychological?
I don't think it's a question at all. There's no way that I will ever believe that it's not an actual abduction because I don't know how that's fake.
Yeah, it's almost like believing that it's a psychological issue sounds a lot less plausible than it actually being an abduction.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to believe it just being in your head.
Yeah. Okay. I'm so curious to hear your story since you think it's going to be so much better than mine. Let's hear it.
Let's do it. In a small town lived a once brave United States Marine, and his reputation was well known. When he spoke, people listened, knowing that behind his rough exterior lay a wealth of experience and integrity. So when the Marine began sharing stories of different experiences with beings from beyond the stars, the townspeople couldn't help but take notice. His tales of strange lights in the night sky and mysterious encounters carried a weight that was hard to ignore. After all, if someone as grounded and reliable as this Marine believed in aliens, then maybe there was more to the universe than met the eye. With each retelling of his experiences, the Marine's stories took on a life of their own, creating a captivating echo of mystery and wonder. And though skeptics may try to shake off his tales, there was no way to ignore the undeniable truth that lay behind them. In the eyes of this Marine, the truth was out there, and with each of his new discoveries came new truths, with even more uncertainties. In the quiet town of Suffolk, Virginia, the Marine's life changed forever in the year 2007. With nothing but his trusty cell phone in hand, he gazed out the window of his modest apartment, unaware of the extraordinary sight that awaited him. As the night sky twinkled with stars, a sudden movement caught the Marine's eye, a strange, otherworldly object hovering in the distance. With hands trembling and heart racing, he raised his phone and captured footage of the unexplainable flying craft, its mysterious presence filling him with a sense of awe and wonder. In that short amount of time, the Marine's world expanded beyond the limits of his apartment walls, reaching out into the limitless space of our galaxy. And though skeptics may doubt the credibility of his experience, for this Marine, the truth was crystal clear. He had encountered something truly out of this world. "It was like nothing I'd seen before," he exclaimed, his eyes wide with wonder. "And an orb of light hovering in the night sky like a signal from another world. It didn't budge an inch, just hung in there, radiating its brilliance for all to see." As the Marine spoke, his voice carried the weight of disbelief, as if struggling to comprehend the overwhelming importance of what he had witnessed. One was pure white, shining like a star against the darkness, but the other, he paused, his tone growing calmer and more relaxed. The other danced with colors, shifting and changing with every passing moment, as if it were alive. The words hung in the air, spreading the mystery and fascination of that unforgettable night. And though skeptics may mock and doubt, for him, the memory of that mesmerizing orb of light would forever be etched in his mind, a reminder of the endless wonders that lay beyond the stars. A sense of uneasiness settled over the Marine as he gained upon the mysterious spectacle unfolding before him. Deep in his gut, he knew that what he was witnessing was beyond the realm of any ordinary experience. It felt as if he had stumbled upon a secret, something not meant for human eyes. With each passing moment, the feeling of dread intensified, like a warning sent from the heavens above. Yet despite his anxiety for what might happen, the Marine felt compelled to share his discovery with anyone who would listen. Little did he know that by doing so, he would unlock a new world of questions and fascination. For it was only after he uploaded the footage online that the true weirdness began to unfold. Emails flooded his inbox, filled with wild theories and far-out claims. Strangers came knocking at his door, desperate for answers to questions he couldn't even explain. As the world around him grew even more bizarre, the Marine found himself swept up in a whirlwind of uncertainty and curiosity. And though he may never fully understand the mysteries that had crossed his path, one thing was certain: his next encounter with the unknown would change his life forever. He woke up to a strange sound, like someone trying to break into his home. In a daze, the Marine called out, "Who's out there?" But there was no reply, only the eerie sound of the doorknob rattling and scratching against the wood. As fear coursed through his veins, his Marine instincts kicked in. His hand instinctively reached for the firearm resting on his table. But to the Marine's horror, he found himself frozen in place, unable to answer the call to action. It was as if his body had become a prison, trapping the Marine in a state of helpless paralysis. All he could do was watch in terror as the unseen intruder continued in their relentless assault on invading his home. In that moment of helplessness, the Marine found himself confronting the true depths of fear, a force more powerful than any weapon he's ever come across. And though he may have been immobilized in body, his mind raced with the desperate need to break free from the grip of paralysis and confront the unknown threat lurking just beyond his door. Suddenly, a voice pierced through the door, cutting through the tension like a whisper in the night. "You don't need that weapon. We won't harm you," it assured him, sending a chill down that Marine spine. As he came to terms with this surreal encounter, doubts crept in. Was it merely a trick of the mind? It seemed reasonable, yet the Marine couldn't shake the feeling that there was more to the story. His suspicions were confirmed when he began to experience strange lapses in time, moments slipping through his grasp like grains of sand. 4 hours, gone without a trace, leaving him confused and scared. It was as if reality itself was warping into a disturbing fantasy, leaving behind only questions and uncertainty. Despite his best efforts to rationalize the unexplainable events, the Marine couldn't escape the feeling that he was caught in the midst of something far beyond his understanding. And as the mysteries continued to unravel, he could only brace himself for whatever secrets lay hidden in the shadows of the night. The Marine's voice carried a mix of wonder and disbelief as he spoke, his words carrying the weight of undeniable truth. When you witness something so unexplainable, and then you examine all of the research and realize that countless others have shared similar experiences, he reflected, you can't help but question everything you thought you knew. His eyes gleamed with a newfound sense of curiosity, sparked by the realization that he was not alone in his encounters with the unknown. It forces you to confront the possibility that there's more to this world than meets the eye, he continued, his voice laced with a hint of awe. Maybe, just maybe, there's something out there beyond our understanding, waiting to be discovered. As the Marine went deeper into documenting his experiences, a curious phenomenon began to unfold. As I started jotting down notes and sketches, he recounted, memories of my encounters with missing time started flooding back to me. His words hung heavy in the air, each newfound memory more astonishing than the last. I found myself in a room, face to face with a figure unlike anything I'd ever seen before, he continued, his voice trembling with emotion. She had eyes as dark as the night sky, and his skull stretched beyond human proportions. It was a sight that sent shivers down my spine. But the strangeness didn't end there. The next thing I knew, I was standing on my balcony, waving at a cylindrical-shaped craft hovering in the night sky. He added, his tone masked with a mix of wonder and disbelief. The Marines' encounters with the unknown would eventually capture the attention of the world, documented on the prestigious History Channel. Yet despite the widespread attention, his stories remained as puzzling and unproven as any claim of alien abduction. In the end, the Marine found peace in the realization that his experiences had changed him for the better. It's made me want to strive to be a better person, he declared, his voice filled with conviction. And as he looked to the stars, he couldn't help but wonder what other mysteries lay waiting to be uncovered in the limitless span of the universe. The Marine's words chimed with a sense of deep self-reflection, each syllable filled with a quiet determination. If beings from beyond have taken notice of me, then perhaps I'm on the right path. And if I'm on the right path, then maybe there's room to grow, to improve, to become even better. As he spoke, a sense of purpose filled the air, striking and electric. It was as if the Marine had unlocked a hidden supply of potential, fueled by the belief that his encounters with the unknown held a greater significance than he could have ever imagined. With each passing moment, the Marine's determination only grew stronger, his gaze fixed firmly on the horizon. For if the mysteries of the universe deemed him worthy of their attention, then who was he to shy away from the challenge of becoming the best version of himself? And that was the story of ex-Marine Terrell Copeland, and the reason he was discharged after only 2 years of service is because when the hybrid alien humans visited him, Terrell got an unknown blood disorder. And to this day, they still haven't figured out what it is.
No way.
Yeah.
That adds so much more merit to his story.
It does.
Your story was so much more inspirational and mine's all like creepy and tortury.
Yeah, I like yours better. I'm going to try to mimic your type of vibe. I like yours a lot.
I like mine better just because I like horror, but I am still curious. It's going to be even more interesting to see what people like.
What else is also curious about that fact about them messing with his blood is that other people that have supposedly been in contact with aliens have suffered similar blood disorders. Correct. Yeah.
Weird.
Right. So yeah. Me personally, I think aliens could be real.
Didn't they prove that already?
I feel like they did. But again, the government, right? That's what you're talking
about. Yeah.
I feel like they came out and did say that.
I mean, it's all sketchy, huh?
It's like, cause like I've never like woken up like, oh, there's like you said, gray with big black. It's funny cause both of our aliens had big black eyes.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of interesting too.
Yeah. Curiosity, I guess.
I know. Right. Cause like, whatever happened with the whole injecting,
in the belly,
I don't want that. Yeah. And then I have to worry about them taking you from me. I'm not about that.
No, you'd be taken too.
Well, still, I'd rather them take me than take you.
They would take both of us.
Yeah, I know. But I would not.
There's
like
no
that.
Escaping it. Okay. Unless they find a reason. That they're like, oh, I don't want her. She's the lazy eye. She's defected.
Please, they would scoop you up quick. No, but it's true though. Like, cause again, like both of they weren't able to do anything. So you're helpless.
Yeah.
That's so scary.
Super scary, dude. If you like spooky content, don't forget to follow and review.
We will see y'all next Thursday.
Bye. Peace.